Welcome back to The Good PM Life, the podcast where we talk all things project management and help you get started in your career. Hey, I'm Sandy Lawler, and today we're going to dive into a topic that can shape your project management career in amazing ways, and that's certifications. So if you've ever wondered, do I really need to pursue a project management certification, or well, which one should I pursue? There's so many out there. This episode is for you. I also want you to stay tuned to the end of the episode because I've got some links for you to get some checklists that I've created just for you. I've done all the work for you. So I want you to get comfy. I want you to grab a pen if you're taking some notes, and then let's talk about what certifications can do for your career and which one actually might be a perfect fit. Now, admittedly, this may not be the most exhilarating topic, but let me tell you, this is a critical piece of your career if you really want to go far. So why don't we go ahead and get started? So the truth is, certifications do three key things for you. First, they validate your skills and knowledge. So I want you to think of them as proof that you know your stuff. Secondly, they open doors to new opportunities. So many companies require or prefer candidates with certifications. So many are looking for a CAPM or PMP certified project manager. And thirdly, they're a great confidence booster, not really just for you, but for your team and your stakeholders. Certifications really say this person is ready to lead. So whether you're kind of new to project management or have years of experience, a certification can actually be your golden ticket to leveling up. Now, I want to pivot and tell you just a quick story about my friend Amanda. She had been managing some projects for years, but she actually didn't have any formal certifications. She was really great at her job, but when a big promotion came up, the hiring team chose someone else, someone with the PMP certification. So that was totally Amanda's wake-up call. She decided to invest in herself, so she got certified, and within 6 months, she actually landed an even better role. So I want to tell you that story because Amanda's story is really proof that certifications can be career-changing. All right. Let's talk about the most popular project management certifications. I want to talk a little bit about the requirements for each of them and who they're really best for, because you're not going to want to get all of these certifications. You're going to want to pinpoint exactly what you think you may need. So the first one I want to talk about is the CAPM, which is the Certified Associate in Project Management. And the governing body or the issuing body for that certification is the Project Management Institute. And just quickly, some requirements in getting that certification is you need a secondary diploma, something like a high school or GED or something equivalent. And you also need 23 hours of project management education. You actually don't even need to have any prior project management experience. That's not required. So who is this for? This is really for beginners who are kind of new to project management and they want to build that foundational knowledge. This is a really great first step. All right. Next one that I want to talk about is the PMP, which is the Project Management Professional. And just like the CAPM, the PMP's governing body is also the Project Management Institute. They're the ones that issue this certification. Now, the requirements for the PMP are a little bit more stringent. So what they require is they require a 4-year degree, 36 months of project management experience, and 35 hours of project management education or the CAPM certification. So alternatively, a high school diploma with 60 months of experience and the same education requirements are fine. So who is this for? This is for experienced project managers, and these are project managers that are looking to validate their expertise and really stand out as top-tier professionals. This is a certification that I personally have. The next certification I want to mention is the CSM, which is the Certified Scrum Master. Now, the governing body for that CSM certification is the Scrum Alliance. And the requirements are not as stringent. You just have to complete a 2-day Certified Scrum Master course and pass a 50-question exam. So let's talk about who this certification is really for. So this certification is really for professionals that work in an agile environment or manage Scrum teams. So, and this is especially within the tech industry. So it's very directed. Okay, the next one I want to talk about is PRINCE 2, which is Projects in Controlled Environments. So this certification's governing body or the issuing body is Axelos. Now, this certification is very popular in Europe. And let's just then talk about some of the requirements. So this one, there's actually no prerequisites for the PRINCE 2 Foundation certification. Now, for the PRINCE 2 Practitioner certification, you need to first pass the foundation exam or have other related certifications. And typically, the people that are going to pursue this certification are project managers that are working in Europe or internationally who prefer very highly structured project management frameworks. Hey, are you enjoying the Good PM Life podcast? If you are, please, if you could just do me a favor and take a moment to follow, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. Your support means the world to me, and it actually really helps us reach more aspiring project managers just like you. So please share this episode with someone who's ready to take their next big career step. Thanks so much. Okay, the last one I wanted talk about, and this is kind of more of a multiple certifications for you. And these are specialty certifications like ITIL, Lean Six Sigma. So the governing bodies are various because there's ITIL, there's Lean Six Sigma, they're different governing bodies. So some of the governing bodies are AXLOS for ITIL and IASSC for Lean Six Sigma, which is typically structured for manufacturing. So the requirements, they're going to vary by certification level. So for example, ITIL Foundation requires no prerequisites, but Lean Six Sigma certifications, they actually often require work experience and training courses. So who is this really for? These are really for people who are in very niche industries like IT service management or process improvement. Okay, so what's catching your eye? So if you're really unsure, I don't want you to worry about it. I've got a couple of actionable steps coming up to help you decide. But first, I really want to address a very common fear. What if I choose the wrong certification? I put in all this work and this isn't the right certification that I needed. Well, my advice is I want you to start with the ones that align with your current goals. Certifications aren't really set in stone. They're really stepping stones. So let's move on then to the five actionable steps to help you decide. The first thing you will need to do is you need to assess your current role and your future goals. Are you managing projects now or are you just aspiring to? Do you want to specialize in agile, IT, or something else? Next thing I want you to do is research job descriptions. Look at roles that you maybe have some interest to working in the future, and then take a look at what certifications are they looking for. Next thing I want you to look at is I want you to evaluate your current experience level. So some certifications like the PMP, they actually require experience, while others like the CAPM, they're very beginner friendly for brand new project managers. Next thing is I want you to consider your industry. So if you're in tech, Agile certification might be much more valuable depending on the environment that you're working in. For global roles, PRINCE2 could be a better option for you. And the last actionable step I want to mention to you is I want you to plan for the investment. So certifications actually cost time and money. So I want you to make sure that you research the fees. I want you to take a look at the prep courses and including all of the prep material and the exam schedules. Now, the good news is that some employers even offer financial support. So don't ever hesitate to ask. Okay, let's go back to Amanda. So after Amanda earned her PMP, she not only got that better job, but she actually also discovered a new passion for mentoring junior project managers, which is something I love to do. So her certification didn't just change her career, it actually changed her confidence and how she contributed to her industry. Amanda's story could actually be yours. So if you're ready to pursue a certification, I want to give you a couple of tips for that as well. The first thing you need to do is you need to create a study plan. One of the best pieces of advice I got from a coworker when I was starting to pursue my PMP is that I needed to take the studying seriously. So many times project managers feel like, well, I've been doing project management for so many years, I'm going to easily ace this test. Well, it's not that simple. So I want you to make sure that you take the studying very seriously. So I want you to break up your prep into manageable chunks. So for example, dedicate an hour a day to studying. So when I was studying for the PMP, my husband actually set up a table in our bedroom and I closed the door and I studied for at least 2 to 3 hours about 5 nights a week for an entire summer. I took this studying extremely seriously because I didn't want to fail. And let me tell you, many people do fail on the first try. And those are the people that didn't take the studying seriously. Now, I'm not telling you that to scare you, but I'm just telling you that this is a very serious certification process. So I want you to make sure that you plan out your study plan. Okay, next thing I want you to do is I want you to get quality resources. I want you to like really find some good prep books, online courses, or workshops. So there's, communities like Reddit and LinkedIn. They can also actually offer tips and motivation. And You have so many good resources on YouTube. I really encourage you to really search out the good resource in addition to the PMBOK. It's a very, very good tool. Okay, next thing is I want you to take mock exams, you know, because practice makes perfect, right? So taking these mock exams to get familiar with the question format is really important because you have to also understand how the governing body asks the questions and what answers they're expecting. So this is going to take some practice. So I need you to make sure that you're taking a couple of these mock exams. And honestly, I do remember when I first started studying for the exam, I was thinking when I was looking at the study questions, I thought, oh, these are fine. I'll easily ace these. Embarrassingly enough, even though I had been a project manager for close to 10 years, I got a lot of the questions wrong. How embarrassing. And that really made me open my eyes to, wow, I really have to get on the ball about studying and finding the answers that that governing body is looking for in those questions. So make sure that you are practicing and using those study questions. Okay, then the last thing is, I want you to stay consistent because if you are not consistent, you're going to forget the information. So even if you like feel overwhelmed, you really just need to stick to your schedule because consistency really wins the race. I want you to be able to pass the certification exam at the end of your studying and when you take the exam. Okay, so which certification is right for you? Only you can decide. But I want you to remember this thing. I want you to remember that the effort that you put in today can honestly lead to so many amazing opportunities tomorrow. You know, certifications, I mentioned this before, they're an investment in your future self. And as Amanda's story shows, they're totally worth it. All right, I mentioned at the beginning of the episode that I've got some resources for you. So if you go out to thegoodpmlife.com, you will see two extensive checklists. One is for the CAPM certification and one is for the PMP certification. Download those and use those as a checklist. I've done the work for you. This is an extensive list of everything that you need to do and everything you need to prepare in order to gain your certification. So go out to thegoodpmlife.com and download those checklists. Well, that's it for today's episode of The Good PM Life. So if you really enjoyed this episode about certifications, please don't forget to subscribe and rate this episode and honestly share it with a friend who's thinking about getting certified. Also, please let me know what certification you're considering. I would love to hear from you. So until next time, keep managing those projects and making things happen. See you soon.